Hello and welcome to the MDS podcast, the official podcast of the International Parkinson and Movement Disorder Society. I'm your host, Sarah Schaefer, the deputy editor of the podcast, and I'm here today with Dr. Davide Martino, a professor of neurology at the University of Calgary. We're going to be talking today about the wonderful events that have happened at the first day of the International Congress 2024 on Friday, September 27th. Welcome to our podcast, Dr. Martino.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Thank you for having me.
So let's start with the plenaries. Can you tell us about what plenaries happened yesterday and anything that you found particularly notable or exciting?
It was a great first day at the MDS Congress with the traditional therapeutic plenary sessions that spanned across the treatment of early Parkinson's disease, device-aided therapies for Parkinson's disease, and in the afternoon we had dystonia and tremor sessions, which were also very interesting. And it was a very inspiring morning. We learned about different things, about some news related to treatments of Parkinson's disease. I was particularly interested to hear how in the early stage of the condition, alternative medicine therapies are significantly sought by patients, but only very rarely discussed with healthcare professionals. And we had a very interesting run-through also of the reasons why levodopa pharmacokinetic may change over time with the advancing disease, and how it's important to consider change to more extended release formulations sooner than later when necessary. We had a very interesting session on device-aided therapies that touched on different approaches from infusion therapies to functional neurosurgery. In particular, we heard about the advances of the different pump systems that are available today and the importance of close monitoring, particularly for the new kid on the block and the fos levodopa, fos carbidopa subcutaneous infusion pump, and the advances related to a more precise deep brain stimulation delivery. And last but not least, we had a beautiful overview of the importance and role of palliative care teams in the management of Parkinson's disease and how this really fills a still profoundly unmet need, particularly in lower income countries.
Great. Thanks for that overview. So the overall theme of the Congress is actually artificial intelligence and its use now and in the future in movement disorders. Were there any particular things about yesterday's sessions that stood out to you from that perspective?
Undoubtedly, the neuromodulation area is the one that yesterday provided the greatest insights with respect to AI. We know that adaptive stimulation in the field of deep brain stimulation is moving forward quite fast. And in particular, there is a trial, the ADAPT-PD trial, which has pretty much completed its data analysis, and we are expecting soon very interesting results from this trial. In the field of tremor, there has been interesting discussion and evaluation of the transcutaneous afferent pattern stimulation for essential tremor, which is now an approved treatment, which at least should provide temporary relief to patients who are with essential tremor who are transiting from pharmacological treatment to a more invasive neuromodulation strategies.
I'll just put in a plug here related to the latter point that we do have an upcoming episode that the listeners should take a look out for on transcutaneous spinal cord stimulation in essential tremor. To your point, definitely a rising field. And what about the opening ceremony?
It was exciting and emotional as always. It really brought together the community, and we heard of many colleagues being awarded for many different reasons, which really, once again, highlights the progress of the society, its quintessentially global identity, and this is, of course, makes all of us very proud of being part of it.
Wonderful. Well, I'm really looking forward to the days ahead and all the great sessions that we have in store for us. Thank you for giving us this overview.
Thank you very much for having me, Sarah.
The views and opinions expressed by the participants in this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the International Parkinson and Movement Disorder Society or their affiliated journals, Movement Disorders, and Movement Disorders Clinical Practice. Any disclosures of the participants can be found within the episode description located on the MDS website.